honestly, Oisin, it's been brilliant. It's been really enjoyable, really exciting. It was a great energy. Looking forward to it. I imagine every county setup was the same. The hunger and desire to get back out playing has been huge. But as well as that, there's been a sharp focus, and it's what's going to be a really competitive league for ourselves, and one that we very much want to get out of. And that means we need to obviously try to hit the ground running. There's a wee bit of pressure there, which is good too.
Yeah, is the wee bit of pressure there that you have to win your first game, Rory?
I suppose it's not. It's not really a situation where there's much margin for error, and beating Longford and coming up the road with 2 points would give us a great opportunity. You'd imagine 2 wins should get you into a semi-final, but we know Longford are sticky opposition. We played them last year, and the focus is on getting a really, really good performance, which I believe if we do that, we have the quality of player that should be able to get us a result.
Obviously, it's a young Derry squad that you have, Rory. When you took on the job, you changed a lot of things about and brought in quite a few younger players. As you head into your second year now as Derry manager, has there been some coming and goings in the squad, has there?
There's been very little of either, Oisin. We kind of spent the break in the first lockdown from March to September, taking a good hard look at our squad and backing team. We made a huge amount of changes to both. There's a few players are gone. Carlos McWilliams, unfortunately, his dad Hugh passed away. He'd been a great sponsor, great supporter, so Carlos wasn't able to commit. And apart from that, we have Gareth McInnes back, and we have a squad that we want. We're disappointed to lose Carlos, but very much delighted to have Gareth back involved, and obviously Conor Glass has fitted back in. And we have Ciarán McCaig's back fit after having Achilles tendon problem surgery last July or August. So we have a really fit and vibrant squad at the minute.
You had limited time with the likes of Conor Glass last year when he came back, but he'll be more into the stream of things again with Gaelic football. I watched him as a minor when he played against Donegal for Derry. He's a very, very impressive footballer, so he is, Rory.
Yeah, listen, when he came back, Oisin, I think he might have trained once before we threw him on against Longford. We started him in the Offaly League game and the Armagh Challenge game. It was a free hit in a lot of ways. We felt promotion was going to be, even though we won our two games, was going to be very hard to get. And we wanted Conor to get the experience, and he's got that. And then, naturally, he hasn't maybe as much contact time with the group as you'd normally get due to COVID, but he's really, really pushed on. We're very much, I suppose, delighted to have him available for the middle of the field, which has been a problem area for us. And there's no doubt he'd be playing on Saturday evening.
Yeah, well, take a few more competitive games maybe for him to get into the stream of things. Do you feel he's at where he should be now, Rory?
I believe he's at a very good level. I believe he definitely will improve the longer he's home and the longer he's training collectively. But I believe, he's looked after himself really well, obviously, during lockdown. He's got professional experience as well. And his ball skills have improved. They were obviously a bit rusty when he came back. So, look, I expect him to hit the ground running and provide the type of leadership we need around the middle of the field.
Yeah. I suppose one of the finds last year for you, Rory, was your goalkeeper, Oran Lynch, and you'll be looking maybe for him to continue with his progression and his involvement within the game this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Oisin, would have earmarked him from early on. He's been a huge talent. I think obviously, in Ulster alone with Sean Patton, Al Morgan and Rory Began, they're three top-class keepers, but I believe Ord is a similar type of keeper. He's a former outfield player with a really, really silky kind of skill set as well, but his kicking ability and his ability in the air is outstanding, and I believe he can be a massive addition for us.
Yeah, you made a host of championship debuts last year in the game against Armagh. Rory, is there any more debutants expected this weekend or over the course of the next number of weeks?
No. I don't expect too many, to be honest. One of the things that we've been very clear on, we want consistent selection. We feel that, in previous times and even early on in my tenure, there was far too much chopping and changing of squads and teams. There'll be 12 or 13 players who we know who are earmarked to play and play very, very regularly. So they are. There's another 7 or 8 or 9 competing for the next number of places with game time and starting and one thing or another. We've a couple of players maybe didn't play as much, in the championship last year. Shea Downey, who played league, and Jack Doherty, who are back fully fit, they'll obviously come into the equation. But as for new blood, no, we'll be going with what we had from last year.
Longford again, as we say, this coming weekend. What sort of game are you expecting on Saturday, Rory? Because obviously you played them last year and they beat them by 6 points.
Yeah, it's hard to know, Oisin. They like most teams, will get men behind the ball, and I know they have a number of key personnel back as well. you know, Robbie Smith's a player I would have came across, you know, both with Donegal and Fermanagh. He's very, very sharp up front. Mickey Quinn's back that didn't play last year. So, look, we're not exactly sure what's going to come out of the blocks from them, which makes it even more important that we just have to look after ourselves and bring the right sort of intensity and desire and calmness all in one, you know.
Yeah, and you've the Ulster champions to deal with this year as well in the league, so you have, Rory.
Yeah, Ulster champions, and if we meet teams from the other side, which I'm sure we could end up playing the Munster champions, it's almost crazed, and in the crazed year or 18 months of COVID now, and the way it's impacted sport, we see how it has impacted massively, you know, even in the Premier League, which we watch a lot of the home form. It's just hard to know what to expect.
We'll be talking about the championship, obviously, again at a later date and depth, Rory. But when it comes to championship, where do you want Derry football sitting, Rory?
Well, it's a good question, Austin, because it might be an obvious answer that you want to see them sitting in Division 2. But people mentioned the championship, and despite two Division 3 teams this year being provincial champions, I don't generally feel that that's the norm. I believe for Derry to be serious Ulster Championship contenders, they've got to get out of Division 3 this year. We do that, I see no reason to fear anybody, and you can take on the Donegals, Tyrones, Monaghans, or whoever it is then. But until we earn that right, I don't think we've any business talking about being Ulster Champions. So that's, you know, kind of a mini challenge that we have ourselves. We've got to do the business now, starting on Saturday, and move on through the league.
Okay, thanks for joining us, Rory, and the best of luck at the weekend.
No bother, Oisín, thanks.